You had to make the delay here, about a 19-hour delay here, and come back. And one inning you guys play, and unfortunately it's Goodland that scores a run in the 11th inning. But just a tough loss to take here today after a suspended play last night.
You know, it was a tough game. I mean, this whole regional tournament has really been tough. You know, all four teams came out here to play, and it was we couldn't have asked for a better regionals. I mean, the girls really definitely earned that first game against Colby, and I mean, it's tough. We came from behind and won, and you know, I don't think we've had a game like that all season. So you know, it's good experience for those younger girls, and you know, the Goodland game was you know, a whole different ball game that I've never really actually been a part. I mean, it's something I've never been a part of, and you know, I told the girls, this is a story that you're going to tell, or this is a game that you're going to tell your kids about, and you know, is it going to be a happy ending or not so happy ending? And you know, that, you know, in this story, it just didn't end up for us, and it wasn't down to just one error. You know, it was down to we probably had about 10 errors that game, and our batch just didn't happen in that last one. And you know, Caitlin Days, you have to really tip your hat to her. She's one heck of an athlete, and you know, you really have to respect her and her experience. And you know, having a torn ACL and then be able to pitch over 300 pitches yesterday and then come back and just bring the heat, she brought the heat today. And you know, I think it kind of caught the girls a little off guard, because she was not pitching that fast yesterday in those 11 innings. And it's just one of those things. And you know, it's good experience for the younger girls, and you know, we just have to thank our older girls for being there and setting the path.
Wrapping up your third season as head coach, and what a turnaround it's been. Back-to-back winning seasons, that's never been accomplished in school history. You make your first regional final here in 6 years, and you play a back-and-forth game with Goodland. They're, you know, I mean, yes, they have very few seniors, but they've played in a lot of these big games before, maybe more so than your kids have had. And I mean, that just shows the grit that your team has to come back and bounce back like they did last night against Colby, and then even back and forth here with a pretty good Goodland team.
You know, and with the team that we have this year, I don't think a lot of the girls really know about how experienced this team really is. You know, Tess has been here many, many times, been in this regional finals game, and, you know, made it to state. She knows exactly what it takes, and, you know, the right words to say to the girls. And that's just one of the things I am inexperienced in. And, you know, I'm just using this, you know, I'm not just using it, but it is experience for me as well, too. So, you know, I mean, just, you know, the girls have seriously showed some pretty good grit this year. And, you know, I'm happy, you know, it didn't end in our favor, but I am still very proud of this team, and I couldn't be happier for them.
You have three seniors that close their careers here today. Two of them are going to go play at the collegiate level. Crystal Apple signed with Colby. Nancy Wiebe. Colby for Crystal. Nancy Wiebe down here a few miles at Garden City. And then Karen Hermosillo in that nine hole. You've always put a senior last couple years in that nine hole. And I tell you what, these players, they were great leaders for your team this year. They were part of the winning program last year, as were a few of the others. But to lead by example, you couldn't ask for a better group of three seniors this year.
You know, I really couldn't have asked for a better couple of seniors this year. And you know, Crystal has only been playing softball for 4 years, and now she's headed up to the collegiate level. I mean, that's just unheard of. And, you know, same with Nancy. She's only been playing for 2 years. I've been begging her to play all 4 years. And, you know, she put 2 good years in. She definitely made her mark in Scott City softball. And, you know, Crystal did too. I mean, who would have thought from a freshman year starting out, you know, JV and, you know, coming down to the regional final game, you know, hitting pretty well. I mean, she hit 4 home runs this year, and one of them being a grand slam. You know, that's one heck of a memory to carry. And she seriously, I know there's a lot of younger girls that look up to her and they want to be just like her. You know, it's one of those things. I don't think people realize how much work Crystal's really put into her game. I mean, she's been here for 4 years. I think she's seriously added about 8 years to her age in softball, just as much work as she puts in it. I mean, she is one of those girls that is obsessed with the game. And, you know, I'm seriously blessed to be able to coach something like that, because that takes a very special kid to be able to do what she has done in the 4 years she's been here.
Once again, it is Coach Aaron Myers joining us here. And I know it's not the outcome, but you guys can be definitely proud about what you guys accomplished this year. And thanks again for all the interviews and whatnot throughout the year, Coach. It's been a joy watching your team. And I guess have a good summer.
Thanks, Adam. You always make me sound better on the radio than I really am in real life.
Oh, so. You do. You do a good job. But thanks again, as always.
Thanks, Adam.